This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you here this evening, it's Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
Pete is here, courtesy of copblock.org. And, you know, while we're on the topic, CopBlock is really, you know, it's a site that has exploded in popularity over, what, it's been around for a year or so?
Almost 2 years, February of 2010.
Okay, so almost two. That's good to know. It's a great site. In fact, just recently you absorbed one of the other fairly popular police sites. It's not like you bought, it was a corporate buyout or something like that. The dude that ran the site, what was it called?
Police Leaks.
PoliceLeaks.com?
Yeah, he was most active on Twitter, but a very prolific Twitter. And he decided, you know, Adamo had a conversation with him and, you know, awesome to have him on board. You know, essentially he's now tweeting under the CopBlock.
Yeah, so he joined up. He forwarded his website to copblock.org and joined up as a blogger. Because it's tough to run a blog by yourself. But when you can do it with multiple people, which is what, of course, is happening over at Freekeen, and you're involved there as well, it distributes the effort amongst a multiple group of folks, and that makes it easier.
Yeah, it provides if there's 10 people involved on a site, it means 10 different perspectives, tones, angles. So, like, you
and
know,
as much, 10 times as much, content.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's great that he's joining. He's a great person. You know, we've talked with him before, and I'm, you know, ecstatic that he's on board, because our presence on Twitter now is going to be even more significant.
Excellent.
Yeah, anybody else out there has interest in, you know, being a contributor or being involved in any other capacity, we're always open to ideas. It's very decentralized, you know.
Right, so. And you're also providing the ability to have folks duplicate what you do as well.
Exactly.
So so there's, you know, like Pittsburgh CopBlock in Orlando, and, you know, there's other areas where, you know, CopBlocks are kind of forming. And, what, you know, I always ask, I have my CopBlock hoodie on today because I like having the CopBlock hoodie on. I think it's a great logo, and I think the organization's great, too. So, you know, I know that I'm going to get people videotaping me when I'm at this campaign stop. I went to it, for those of you just tuning in, I went to the Santorum campaign stop in Keene this morning to do some singing with the Shire Choir and perhaps some bird dogging as well, which ended up being very successful. But of course, you know, we're standing there for a while out in front of the library. We're waiting for him to show up. And by the way, he doesn't have a big fancy bus like Mitt Romney. He was just in some guy's truck. And so while we're waiting, one of the media...
The campaign doesn't have a lot of money, and it's one of the reasons I don't think he's going to do too well in New Hampshire.
Gotcha. Well, one of the media turns to me and asks, hey, what's CopBlock? How would you have answered that question?
I just tell him it's a, you know, it's a decentralized organization whose mission is to ensure that there's no double standards for people with badges. I mean, that's a wide swath of the population today. The earlier caller, Alex, who said that his socialistic friend, you know, is on the same page with police brutality kind of stuff against that, and it's clear. I mean, more and more people continue to be negatively impacted by folks who wear badges. I mean, it's not that all police are evil people by any means. It's that the institution itself has no competition, so they continue to grow. There's no check on it. There's simply an oversupply of policing. So, you know, we know time and again that folks with badges set the reality in the courtroom. You know, they say just get it sorted out, but the fact of the matter is people who wear badges, they are the teeth for the state, and the state, again, is just a bad idea, but they're implementing and acting based on what some strangers put on paper, and they think that when they put that costume on, it makes their actions legitimate. They think, you know, and go ahead, Mark.
Well, I tend to think I tend to agree that there's an oversupply of policing. However, I don't think there's a lot of evidence to back that statement up. And I think what we have is a misallocation of policing. You know, they focus policing on crimes that have no victims to them.
Yeah, true.
They focus it on things that could very well be handled by machines. At this point, if you want people to come to a full and complete rock-back stop at every single stop sign, and you think that, kittens and children are at danger if that doesn't happen. I tend not to believe this. I think most stop signs could be handled with yield signs. But if you think that's the case, there are gizmos that will get everybody at every single stop sign. And those gizmos are a heck of a lot cheaper than a cop and his pension and salary and the 20 years that he has to do before retirement and all that stuff. These guys are extraordinarily expensive. If you think that the speed limit, people should go the speed limit and that 1 mile an hour or 10 miles an hour or whatever it is extraordinarily dangerous and these people are hot rods.
Do people really think those things?
Some people do.
I don't think, you know, the stop sign is definitely not the biggest issue. When people think of police brutality, we're not talking about stop signs.
Indeed, but I was just talking about a misallocation of policing, and I think that if there were, take all the police that they have out there and focus them on, say, right, crimes that have victims.
Sure, that's not going to happen, though, under the current system because there's no competition. I know if I was a cop, I would rather harass somebody who has done a victimless action because I know they're not going
to... They're not as dangerous
right,
to your
exactly,
person, but it's also a fundraising mechanism.
Exactly,
for them,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it funds a state. And for the roads and the stop signs, let's you know, have that be a voluntary interaction as well, you know?
I actually ended up having a conversation
with... I'm sorry, you don't think cops want to, you know, go after the bad guys? I mean, I think a lot of these guys get
some
in...
Some of them are cowards.
Some of them maybe, but let's say, does the city of Keene, do we need 50-something... cops here? Does it need a bear cat? I mean, there's an oversupply of policing, so it means when there's no actual real crime going on, they go out and they harass folks.
I agree with you, but when, you know, they could be investigating, there are all kinds of unsolved crimes in Keene.
So
they never investigate.
Should there be 100 cops here to investigate these unsolved crimes?
There's no way to tell because the marketplace doesn't have a mechanism for being able to tell that.
Exactly.
So, that's all I'm saying.
And there's no accountability because they investigate themselves. That they act on man-made rules that they then interpret themselves. I mean,
apply arbitrarily, as we saw today with the politician parking in the middle of the road.
For 10 minutes, at least.
If you and I parked in the middle of the road, we would be summarily ticketed, but no, not this guy.
Right now I'm on a Justice News website, injusticeeverywhere.com, and they have the worst police misconduct video readers poll of the year. So they have, you know, definitely not a lack of videos here that you can watch and say, yeah, this was the worst example of police brutality. And unfortunately, this is what we see today. You know, in small town America, you know, small town anywhere, you know, it's
yeah.
when there's
Keene, an unrated radio market. I mean, so that puts it below 300. has a Bearcat. I mean, this is a militarized vehicle.
Yeah. Well,
and
thanks
they voted
to the federal
on it
government.
It could be. Well, what about floods? We could save people with it.
Really?
Do you know what those going to be used for? Floods?
So, copblock.org, my answer to the question was essentially it's a police accountability website, and they encourage people to, you know, they teach people how to interact with the police and videotape and things like that. And that was kind of I tried to keep the answer as short as possible. I hope I did all right. Because I don't blog at Copblock, but I'm sure I could if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it's a really open organization, and you guys accept contributions from anybody that's got a good story to tell.
Yep. Copblock.org/submit.
Yeah, get on over there, get involved, add it to your aggregator, your bookmarks. It's good content, and you guys keep it fresh, keep it updated.
I'd like to see the day when copblock.org is no longer needed,
Me too.
You know, this monopoly of forces no longer exists.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, we were out early this morning at this Rick Santorum campaign visit in Keene, New Hampshire. He had not gotten a warm reception in Concord the night prior to that and wanted to make sure he continued to be, you know, that he was aware that he wasn't wanted, that him and his bigotry towards gays, his hatred towards drug users.
He doesn't like Muslims much either.
I imagine you're right about that. I understand that he allegedly wants to ban pornography.
He's ready to attack Iran immediately.
What's that?
He's ready to attack Iran immediately.
So again,
to tell other people to do it
for him. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
Right.
So this guy,
and I'm all for this. If Rick Santorum wants to fight the Ayatollah Khomeini or Ahmadinejad or whomever he wants, go ahead and challenge him to a duel.
Death match.
I'm for it. Let's put it on pay per view.
I'd pay for it. I mean, I don't support violence, but I, you know, I can bend the rules here and there to watch a politician in the ring. That would be hilarious.
I think I probably would watch.
Yeah, watch him bleed out like a stuck pig. 855.
As long as he did it voluntarily.
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want.
You think I'm a decent judge to take him? He's kind of small. Santorum's got some reach.
He's a successful bird dogging... Santorum's a privileged white boy. Come on.
What, do you think Ahmadinejad's done a lot of knife fighting? I mean, I don't know how these guys are going to fight, but...
1-855-450-FREE.
All of these people are sluggards that have done nothing.
Probably true. Right.
Most.
Well, sometimes the guys in the Middle East rise through the military ranks. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want and dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. MidasRadio.com, and the features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. And you can actually go into the archive section of the site and go all the way back to late 2006, all free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, perhaps survival gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all the stuff you would need for camping, hunting, survival, shooting. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices, in fact, are so low that they can't even be mentioned on the air, manufacturer stipulations. You can get an additional 5% off the already low prices at ManVenture, and I've had several friends who have shopped on this site and said that they couldn't believe how low the prices were. If you use coupon code FTL, you get additional 5% off. You get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We'll continue here with you and your phone calls. Also coming up, the video that I cut together of Rick Santorum getting out of his truck and being serenaded by the Shire Choir while I ask him one very poignant question on his way into the library today for his campaign appearance. We'll share some of that with you in a moment. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys today?
Hey, you're in Kentucky. What's on your mind?
Oh, I actually wanted to touch two things real quick. First, I wanted to talk about your activist communication.
Sure.
You talked about using little radios. I assume those are family service radios?
No, sir.
Little bitty kind?
No, we use real. Yeah. We use real radios. Marine band. We're illegal, buddy.
Oh, you get the good stuff.
Yeah, it's from what I understand. I mean, I've never read the FCC's regulations, so I don't really know for sure. I'm just going on what I've heard. I've heard it's completely illegal to use marine band radios if you're not on the water,
standing in the mud. What if it's like a puddle?
Well, I figure my body is 80% water, so I'm always on the water.
I carry water with me.
Actually have a ham radio license, and there is actually an exception to that rule if you're talking to someone on the water.
Hmm. Okay. See, I don't know anything about their rules.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, most people don't. There's a lot of people that use marine radios, marine radio bands, and they really don't care except for international treaties. And if you're interfering with people who actually use the marine radios, then they care. But
they're actually using them, and so who are they? I would care if you know.
Well, I could understand if we were getting in the way of, like, boating emergency communications.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Right. We wouldn't want to do that.
If I heard it, I would go and try to help.
Right. We're not on the boat. We're not on the emergency channel. Marine band. You know, if you've heard of Citizens Band Radio, and the kids probably don't even know what I'm talking about. but kids back in the day.
CB.
They were, back in the day, before the internet, there was this thing called CB radio. And then in the 1970s, this was before I was alive, but CBs were still kind of around when I was growing up to some extent, and I got into it as a younger person, and, you know, it's like, you know, there's 40 channels, and people get on there. Channel 19 is the trucker channel, and, you know, if you're on the road and you want to talk to the truckers and get information about where the seat covers are, or where the
attractive women,
that's right, or where the, the bears in a brown wrapper.
That aren't in a black and white.
Yeah, right. So if you want to find out where these things are, you can talk to the truckers with the CBs, and they still have CBs. Although truckers these days, professional drivers, are very internet connected, and they don't really have as much use for, I think, CB as they used to. But there's nothing that can really replace instant two-way communications. I know that, and so the reason that marine band was chosen because it's higher wattage. The family radio service stuff, the stuff you'll see on the shelf at Walmart or Radio Shack, whatever, it's crap. Yeah. It's crap. They limit the wattage to like half a watt or a tenth of a watt, and it's not very much. Maybe you'll be able to talk across a mall with it or something like that, but even then I'd say it's iffy. And these are, you know, 2 watts, and so they're much bigger wattage, and there's plenty of channels and plenty of room, so it seemed like the natural choice, the right choice for this.
I wanted to mention a new application for that kind of near-space activist communication.
Okay, sure.
Cell phone. It's called Dovetail, as in the peace dove, you know, the bird of peace.
Sure, okay.
Tail.
What is it?
And the way it works is that it uses your Wi-Fi radio on your smartphone to create a kind of, it's not really a mesh, but it's the constantly moving connections between users of it, that moves messages around like a local Twitter. So that message,
so you all would have to be within Wi-Fi receiving range of each. So each phone's little Wi-Fi circle, whatever, as far as its send receive range, you'd have to be within that range for this to be functional.
No, you would not, and that's the beauty of it. It's something you guys want to look into. It may or may not work. It's a wonderful idea, but you have to look at it to see how they have it worked out to really understand what it is. But that's
I will definitely definitely take a look at that. You said it was called Dovetail.
Correct. Cool. But it's not really the reason I call.
All right.
I wanted to call about the Iowa caucuses. I remember the last time I talked to you guys that I was talking about how the caucus process worked and speaking in general. But I wanted to call you guys and talk to you guys because the other day you seemed kind of confused about how it worked out in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And
what the results were?
What it really meant. And I wanted to let you guys know, I don't know if you guys actually got the whole details or not since then, but the popular vote in Iowa, Iowa is not considered a primary state because the popular vote is only a presidential preference vote.
Right.
It actually has no real meaning. It's used as a general metric by the media to determine who is most popular. It is literally a popularity contest in that sense.
If I could interrupt for just a second, some would say the voting process entirely has no meaning.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean anything to the actual who gets the Republican nominees either. And that's what is most confusing to people about the caucus process. It's really not, I mean,
there's a caucus, the people that, whoever wins the caucus, the delegates aren't obligated to vote for them, right?
That's generally true.
Okay. That's what we learned this week, and I think that was...
If it's a primary state like New Hampshire, then the state... there is state law that binds the system somewhat and requires that delegates swear an oath to vote for a certain person within the rules of that state. And usually that's one, two, or sometimes as many as three votes at the Republican National Convention, but none more than three.
Creighton, thanks for the heads up and the expertise. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the tip on the Dovetail. We'll definitely check that out. All kinds of new tools, you know, are coming out with the advent of mobile phones and the popularity and the drastic increased popularity of the smartphone. They said the year 2011 was the year for the smartphone, and that 2012 is going to be another year for the smartphone because they're going to keep getting more affordable. They're going to keep getting faster. I mean, I just upgraded to a dual-core smartphone.
Wow.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And here tonight, it's Ian with you.
Pete. And Mark.
Speaking of features on the website, we have the news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for emailed updates there, Twitter, or Facebook, or more than one if you'd like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Coming up in less than 2 months, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Pete, you will be there, as I understand.
I will be there. And actually, my folks are going to come to town for it.
That's
They're going to visit the Shire and, yeah, check it out. So it's going to be awesome.
Perfect time.
Your mom was here already. Yeah, she came last January, right after I got out of the cage for wearing a hat in court.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Nice lady. I really liked like meeting your mom. So it's a great opportunity to bring people up.
Definitely.
To, whether or not they're interested in moving to New Hampshire. It's just a good event. It's a great convention. It's happening in the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. There'll be great speakers like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. A lot of people interested in self-sufficiency, so that'll likely be a well-attended speech. Also, Peter Schiff will be the other keynote speaker. There's also other great folks like Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture. Prax Girl will be there. Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime.
He's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have worked with him before over at Liberty on Tour and Comp Block.
Yep. Hung out with him down in Miami, went out and did some stuff, and he's continued to take an awesome principled stance against, you know, police abuses and these double standards.
Yep, so he'll be there talking about that. And John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Really cool guy. Lots of neat folks. Some names I don't know. You can go to Free State Project. freetalklive.org/libertyforum to see who all the speakers are, what they're talking about, get more information on the hotel and the details, and get signed up, get registered. Use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10%. The discount code again, FTL2012, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So you get activists together like we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That's what the Free State Project is about, bringing liberty-loving people all to the same place and getting active. And we do so much here. I mean, you can spend almost as much time as you want to doing activism. I mean, I could have stopped and done something else today, but I filled my whole day with activist stuff. And so the first thing we did was went out and bird dogged this Rick Santorum guy who's, yeah, he's a pretty scary dude. He wants to, increase the war on drugs. He wants to increase wars. He wants to go to war with Iran. He wants to ban birth control, ban pornography.
Well, he's not scary unless he gets enough votes, in which case he then ends up being the president, and then he gets a heck of a lot scarier.
But he's not. But as you said, one of these guys is probably to end up being, the president and controlling people and telling people how they need to live their life and threatening them. And Santorum isn't that different from Gingrich, who's also a crazed warmonger and drug warrior. And
I don't think Romney is much.
Certainly scary if you let them get to you. I mean, they peddle fear to try to then take your rights, and you're
well. I'm not afraid of them.
I know. It's scary if they order people with big planes and tanks to kill you.
It's scary what they want. What they want is a frightening idea, right, because they are going to hurt people.
Right.
And
lots of them.
That's not cool.
I mean, hundreds of thousands. And as you know, just if you look at the WikiLeaks documents, you'll see that during Iraq, and we don't have numbers for Afghanistan because sadly those numbers weren't leaked. These had to be leaked. They were considered to be top secret. That 90% of the casualties were non-combatant casualties. So that's,
yeah, you're right.
That's scary.
The consequences of them and what they say based on people's granting them authority could have scary implications and horrific implications, yes. But what I'm saying is if we continue to use their language and say, you know, like, buy into the fear tactics and the war on terror and all these things, then it never stops. And we just have to...
No doubt.
We have to believe in peace and love and just... hold people accountable for their actions.
And you have to believe in yourself as well.
Exactly.
And lose the fear.
Yep.
And that's tough. It takes practice. And being around other people that love liberty, it helps.
Yeah. To get wore down, burnt out without that.
Right. To help encourage people. So this guy gets out of his truck. He's trying to come in the back way to avoid all the media, but he didn't avoid us. The liberty lovers were there with video cameras and songs. We were singing the Shire Choir songs, which we talked about on the air, but somebody posted on the YouTube video that I'll play some of the audio from here in a moment that they really love this. Like, there's a lot of people who are really commenting on the songs. Like, not so much the point of the video, but the songs. Because the point of the video was to ask Rick Santorum about whether he's Googled himself. Now, if I have to explain that, if there are people out there I don't have to explain this to, but a lot of people will need the explanation. On the internet, there are these things called memes. Now, how would you define a meme?
Meme is an idea. Basically,
an idea that spreads,
and maybe a running joke.
It's become jokey. Yeah,
yeah.
There are a lot of joke memes on the internet, and this is one of them. So if you are sick, easily sickened, you shouldn't Google Santorum. But if you can handle it, you haven't just eaten, you may want to so you can understand what this is about. You can Google Santorum, and it will the first result will be what we're talking about.
Right. It's somebody decided
disgusting sexual
to use Google's search formula in order to make Santorum's name synonymous with a scatological activity kind of thing. A scatological.
That said more thing than I was willing to say, Mark, but yes, that is what it was. We will not get into more detail than that.
No, that's it.
If you would like to see more, you can Google Santorum.
Well, so this way people know what they're looking for.
Right. So the point was to ask him whether he's ever Googled himself. And it wasn't my idea. Please, I don't deserve any credit. A young lady named Morgie up here in the New England area suggested it on Facebook today, or the other day, and I thought, oh, that's a great idea. If we can ask him that question on camera, it could go viral. Because of the way memes spread on the internet. Memes, these are good ideas, funny ideas frequently, and people will repost and repost and repost, and before you know it, you've got yourself a viral video. And so I figured if you can shoot that question out to him real quick and hopefully get an answer from him, then it could possibly, you know, go viral, and that'll mean more people will come to freekeen.com or whoever ends up getting the, you know, whoever ends up getting the good footage. In this case, I managed to pull it off as he was coming up the walkway to the library. As I said, the other media was waiting on the other side of the building, so they weren't like swarming around him like they were with Romney when he was visiting. So I was, you know, line of sight for him. I was the guy with the camera.
He answered your question.
He answered my question.
Rick, the public wants to know: have you ever Googled yourself?
I encourage people to search out my website so they can learn more about me.
Teach horses, Darren Dorses, turn your own parents in. Not unlike the old Soviet Union. Noble East State, join the free state. This is where freedom's been. Stop the drug war before it stops you.
Is liberty. All right, so there you go.
Awesome.
So that, you know, it's short, right? It's, you know, 40 seconds long.
Doesn't
so
take long to see.
Short videos can go viral much easier. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there.
More people dislike Santorum than like him, so therefore it's likely to get spread around.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that it was a lot of fun. We had a great time doing that today, and I came back, and we've got a lot more footage from this. I turned it over to Derek J because there was a whole lot more that happened than just this particular incident. Specifically, the very angry people who did not like us singing for Rick Santorum because we took our singing indoors. We went down.
It doesn't seem like an appropriate place to do it, but you would also think that the Santorum folks seem like they might be a little grumpier than most.
Yeah, for sure.
So why did you take it indoors?
Because we wanted him to hear our singing.
Okay. He didn't hear it on the way in?
Yeah, he did, but we wanted him to hear more of our songs. We've got at least five songs in the song sheet that we could sing. So we went there, and we sang indoors, and some people got up in Derek's face, and one guy was pushing into him, like moving backwards. This humongous guy was like just kind of moving backwards into Derek to try to get him away from where he was. The police were called to deal with the crowd because the crowd was overflowing. It was violating the fire code. They were trying to get people out of the room. So we knew the cops were coming, and of course the cops then attempted to roust us out, and they were, of course, successful because, you know, we didn't really feel like getting arrested today on this particular issue. But they were very pushy. They pushed us. And
they let the guys park in the middle of the road. Of course they consider him a VIP.
I saw the video of it afterwards when Derek and other folks were pushed, and, you know, pretty physical. It was,
yeah, for sure.
By people with badges.
They were manhandling us, right, for sure. And 855-453, that video's not yet up, but the one that I just played for you is over at freekeen.com. You can see that now. 855-453, you take control and bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number 855-453. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They are free. And if you would like, you can support Free Talk Live financially with the AMP program. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send in $3 a month, we take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well to expose more people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, and you want perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more, just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get yourself signed up there. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Eddie Free is calling from D.C. Eddie Free, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Oh, my God. Okay. What an epic night at Free Talk Live. We got Pete and we got Mark and Ian, of course. Brilliant.
We're only missing you, Eddie Free. Go ahead.
Come on up.
There's so much to that. Well, you know, Pete, I'm coming up. I'm gonna have to skip out on the Liberty Forum.
Man.
I'm trying to save money.
That's all right.
That's understandable, man. If I could only make one, I'd do Pork Fest. If you move up here, then the cost, the transportation cost is much less.
For sure.
Well, I Pork Fest I'm not going to miss for the world because I will already have been living up there. I'm going to miss the Liberty Forum, guys.
That's all right. It's a good reason to miss the Liberty Forum is that you're saving up for a move. As far as I'm concerned, I never went to a Pork Fest or Liberty Forum before moving here. I moved just having never visited.
Since.
Yep.
Well, listen, I want to first just say, Pete, you and the demo, what you guys do on Cop Block, y'all are an inspiration. I am devastated. I'm saddened by what a demo's going to go through. I guess he's got the sentencing next week for
right. He's being sentenced for chalking.
Yeah, for chalking. Clearly, there was no destruction to property. It's brilliant activism, and I'm saddened that he's going to be sentenced. Hopefully, it's only going to be for a few days.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's no. He may not even have to go to a cage, but I mean, we'll see what happens.
It could be nothing. It could be years. I mean, it's who knows.
Yeah, appreciate the sentiment, Eddie. There's a lot of folks that stand, you know, with him, behind him, and you know, we're inspired by people that we're up here rolling around with day to day. Man, it's awesome. It's a good. It's a good growing community.
Let me tell you, Pete, I mean, it's the activism that you and Ed Demo have been doing, the activism, my newest inspiration, clearly, is the Shire Choir. I just love what you guys are doing. In fact, I even had a chance. I went up to New Hampshire, and I was able to stay at the CAC, the King Activist Center, for a few days. I even had a chance to go to one of the local, I guess, state monopoly liquor stores, and I had a chance to sing with the Shire Choir, and it's just brilliant activism. But Pete, you and the demo and Cop Block, you guys are an inspiration to all of us for what you're doing, and you know, so you're inspiring many of us to move up there for the free
thing.
So
I appreciate it, man.
I'm not going to make it up there for the Liberty Forum.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
No, I appreciate it, Eddie. I mean, and to give credit where it's due, like Shire Choir, I think Derek J. and Jason Talley, Richard Onley, who wrote the songs, a lot of other folks deserve a lot of credit as well. And you're right, it's great activism. It's positive. And, you know, we'll be out there singing, and random customers, you know, will watch and then sometimes even join in. So it's great.
For sure. So what else did you want to share tonight, Eddie?
I wanted to talk about an experience that I went through December 12th.
Sure.
I had some friends in from California, and I engage in cannabis. I love cannabis, and I'm not ashamed of it. And I had some friends here smoking one night, and I guess what we were doing is it was a Philly blunt, which makes it smell a lot. It's a much more pungent kind of smell, and I want to let the folks know that you know, even if the police show up at your home, you have no obligation to answer the door. Even if it's a complaint about smell, even if it's not a complaint, even if you don't even know what it is, why men with badges and guns are knocking on your door, you have no obligation to open the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Eddie, I totally agree with you, and this is one of my big points of differentiation from this. A lot of folks may have seen the Flex Your Rights videos on, like, how to, you know, never get busted kind of stuff, and they have a lot of good information on there, but, you know, right out the gate, a cop knocks on the door of a scenario of a house party, and they open the door, and the cops tell them what to do.
They step out, and then they close the door behind them, usually.
Yeah, and why even answer the door? Why even acknowledge your presence? Just like you said.
I feel that, you know, well, if it's such an emergency, if you really need to talk to me, or if it's a life and death situation, then bust down the door. Or if you want to talk to me, speak to my lawyer. Or if you want to talk to me, get a warrant. They have no right to even knock on your door. You have no obligation to answer the door.
Absolutely not. And the cops call it a knock and talk. You know, they have a term for it. It's a knock and talk. They're knocking to try to talk to you, to try to get you to talk your way into a cage. I mean, they want you to give them something that they can go on, something they can use to arrest you. And sometimes it's just a matter of you opening the door is all they need to arrest you, because then they'll smell pot or they'll eyeball.
You're exactly right, Ian. They may go to someone's door for a misdemeanor, and they may leave with a felony.
Right, sure. And think about how many times people call the authorities, and the caller or someone they're acquainted with ends up dead, you know, for no reason.
Or arrested, or whatever.
You're exactly right, Pete. Pete, you're exactly right. I've seen story after story where it's a tragedy. Parents, they may have a child that is somewhat disobedient, that may be speaking back, that maybe come back to their home drunk, and they're yelling at their parents, they may even strike their parents, and the parents go and call the police. And most of the time, it ends up in tragedy. Never call the police.
If you can avoid it, I would recommend not calling him.
Yeah, there's certainly instances where I would go ahead and do that, but...
I did call the police today on the three campaign cars that were sitting out in the middle of West Street as they blocked traffic for 15 minutes. But, yeah, generally it's a bad idea to talk to them. And if they're trying to talk to you, it's usually not for something good. But I've told the police before, I've said, look, if I can help you catch a violent person, I'll help you. I don't have a problem with that. But anything else, you know, I don't want to talk to you. So, Eddie, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you up here in the Shire when you get a chance to move on up here. And there are going to be a lot of great folks like Eddie who are inspired. Eddie himself is a great activist. He is the guy who was behind the Jefferson Dance Parties, one of the guys behind the Jefferson Dance Parties we talked about quite a bit last year. You're welcome to go and Google that and find some of the video footage of them dancing illegally at the Jefferson Memorial in D.C. with dozens and hundreds of people. There was incredible activism. So somebody like that is going to be moving up here. And it's going to build on itself, which is what we were talking about earlier, where people are going to see what's happening. You know, I saw what was happening here in the early days. I moved here. Some people saw what was happening after I moved here. They moved here. People are seeing what you and Adamo are going through. They're going to move here because of that. And it's just each new wave gets inspired, and then they come up with something, and they do something original and interesting and exciting. And others see that, and they get out here. Of course, Derek J. Freeman, our Tuesday night co-host, activist of the year.
His buddy Nicholas just came up here. He's awesome.
That's
he came up here for a visit, and it turned into a move.
That's right.
And now we're trying
to... He was blown away.
Yeah, we're trying to recruit the rest of the awesome Philly crew. You know, like, it's great. We're trying to get we had a recent mover from Phoenix. Well, not somewhat recent mover from Phoenix. Yep. Kelly Jane, Voluntaria. So if we get, you know, some of the more active folks from Phoenix to come out and other places.
More women have been showing up too, which is great, because the movement is generally a very male movement, the Liberty Movement, and I've seen those demographics shifting over the last few years in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, so that's a good thing. 855-450-FREE is the number. Steve is in Washington. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Well, I've succeeded in annoying small relatives. I've been a lot less silent about my views, and I have this sister-in-law who, frankly, I don't really know her that well, and she's sort of, I'm kind of a tough-talking working-class guy, you know, and she's a school teacher, her husband's a doctor, and so she called up really worried about her son, my nephew, who I also don't know him that well. And apparently in their view, he's wayward, he doesn't have his head on straight, and he's working as a personal trainer, and they don't really think that's a real career. And
tell you what, hang on, Steve, we'll bring you back. You can tell us the rest of the story in a moment here after the news. Hour number three is on the way. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Mark, you're going to share some pretty absurd zero tolerance news. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.